5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Why don't you show some leadership and put me on your shoulders?
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'm carrying you. I'm letting you do some of the lifting.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
I feel good.
State of disaster.
Yes.
State of complete and utter cock-up. That's what it is, Bill.
Yes.
Not possible for the people to run this joint to have slaughtered this thing any worse. It is a debacle. We've been here before, by the way.
I know.
Do you remember what March and April looked like?
Nah. I'll tell you, Jim, this is my third time. Because I was in lockdown in the jungle.
You were?
So this is my third time I've gone into lockdown.
Oh, my God. It is a debacle. Mm. That's what it is. Mm. And we feel for all Melburnians and Victorians.
And Victorians.
But mainly Melburnians who are in, I don't know what the hell you call this lockdown stage, what the last one was.
I've never seen it in my life.
You're not allowed out of your house after 8 o'clock.
Curfew.
This isn't East Berlin in the 50s.
Yes, it is, Jim. That's where we're going. We'll have tanks going down Clarendon Street.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
It is a complete dog's breakfast. Fat, that's what it is.
It is, mate.
But thank Christ footy's still going.
Yeah. And let's all stick together. And if we're feeling down, we ring our mates and we have a chat or whatever. We've got to do that. We've got to look after one another.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, Wayne Carey joins us because we've got lots of footy to discuss. Footy's happening every day.
Every day.
Around the clock.
I think another 16 nights.
That's it. So that's coming up. But hello to you, Tubbles.
G'day, old cock. And how are you, Mumps?
So I think I mentioned it last week, Dwayne, that Paul Seedman's great-grandfather was Jim Sharp, who's the former president of Collingwood.
And I think I mentioned it last week. Idiot's a thankless job, that gentleman.
Apparently so.
And I think I mentioned it, that no one cares.
Oh, the Chief! Chief's gone bang.
The Chief!
Poor old head, he's copped it everywhere.
I love Chief. I love him. He's no natural predator, the Chief.
No.
He doesn't give a stuff what anyone thinks or is or does.
And either does Duck, actually.
No, that is true.
Got him coming on
that is
later.
True. Yep.
Round 10, Jim, can you believe that starts tonight?
Oh, I can't believe it.
Starts tonight. So there's only 8 more games of footy for most teams.
That's it.
And then it's round 18, then we're into finals.
Thank you, Bill. That's, when the finals start.
Well, it's coming around quick, Jim.
Yes, it is.
Except for the two teams, Melbourne and Essendon, who have got to play one there.
They've got to find another one somewhere.
Somewhere. But tonight, we'll talk about it with Duck, but it's the Power and the Bulldogs.
Yes.
The Power have got a first gamer, Jim. Guess what his name is?
What is it?
Boyd Woodcock.
Jeez, there's a name.
I wonder if he's related to old...
What?
No, not that one.
Oh, sorry.
The trainer of Farlap.
What was it? Tommy Woodcock.
Tommy.
Rabs, don't tell me he's from Sweden. If you're talking about a man called Boyd Woodcock.
Boyd.
Bill, he can't be, has he?
Well, I think he's...
No. Come on.
There.
Bill.
There he is, Jim.
Neighbor's beer, horn beer, spirit. What?
Oh, gee.
Their first ever Swedish AFL player.
Well, I don't
Boyd
know.
Woodcock.
But his name's Boyd. Interesting right game on. This, because Port going well, and the Dogs, they've got to fire up.
They've got to find something.
Do you see Richmond Footy Club, their resort, got flooded, Jim?
I did not see that.
Unfortunately for some of the players, they had to get new beds.
Oh. Did they?
They had to get the divider for their room, Jim, because that got washed away.
Come on.
Maybe one of them.
Are you suggesting a few are getting a little precious in the hub? Is that what you're suggesting?
I think it's getting to that stage,
right.
Jim. Yes,
I see. It might be time for the AFL to turn around and say to a few of these people, what you've got is what you've got, and it's all you're going to get,
exactly.
And get on with it.
And not take so many calls,
We're trying to keep this thing afloat, so you just do what you're doing, we'll do what we're doing, the whole thing will keep moving.
And maybe not.
Maybe just keep it at that.
And Gil doesn't have to take so many calls.
I wouldn't have thought he should. He's got enough on his plate.
He's got enough on his plate hearing from old Knackers ringing up. Oh, me bed's no good.
Knackers Earl.
Yeah. Jamie McMillan, Jim.
Yes, I saw that. He's having a baby.
His wife's going to have a baby.
The Mac Daddy.
I think he plays Wednesday night. They play the Cats Wednesday night. That's a big game.
They'll come up against a different quality of opponent.
They will than what we saw.
Jeez, that was a cracking game. I did that Saturday night. That was a ripping game of footy.
And that's what I'm going to talk about later. Yep. There's only one one spot you can have the grand final.
No, I agree.
That's Optus Stadium. How good was it? Brilliant. The atmosphere, the ground.
It was magnificent.
Everything.
And so, those two teams were superb.
They were. Some other news, because we do a bit of everything here. Storm had a good win, but guess what? Cameron Smith has hurt his shoulder. He might be out for a couple of weeks.
Smithy.
It's only the second time he's been injured in a game.
Degenerative shoulder.
He has.
Just old age shoulder.
Exactly.
Did you hear the commentary in that game?
No.
They said Cam Smith's got a significant knee injury.
Oh, come on.
And then 3 minutes, they're like, oh, we might have seen the last of Cam Smith.
What?
3 minutes later, low-grade shoulder.
And they beat Newcastle 26-16. Good win there. And the Melbourne Vixens defeated the Magpies. Bad weekend for the Magpies. Because they lost the tennis, the Davis Cup, Collingwood.
Oh, ever listen to him, will you? You've been working on that
one?
No. Yeah, haven't you? On the drive up, you just thought, I'll just work through this one.
To do.
Have you?
So
they lost the Davis Cup.
Do you know, in that game, by the way, there was one set all. So they couldn't even finish the game.
Finish the game?
Oh, yeah. That was with Alicia. Arsenal have won the FA Cup, Jim. Right. Did you see that?
No, I did not see
you
that.
Didn't, have you seen anything?
No, Bill. I'm in lockdown.
Pierre Aubameyang. He kicked the two goals, Jim. He kicked the two goals.
Aubameyang.
That's him.
Pierre Patrick Aubameyang.
Aubameyang. That's what I said first, if you replay it.
Aubameyang, did you say it?
Dick arm.
Aubameyang. How did you say it?
Aubameyang.
Bumyang.
Yeah, Aubameyang. Anyway, guess what? He kicks a brace, Jim. You know what that is.
Thrice.
No, is
three?
Two.
Two. What's a thrice? A hat-trick.
A hat-trick, yeah. Right. A brace is two. And he gets presented with the FA Cup. Drops it.
No.
Drops the cup.
No way.
A la old mate Frank Lowy.
Oh, no. Come on.
I don't think he dropped. He
just fell off the dais.
But he dropped the...
some of the more humorous vision any of us have ever seen.
Poor old Frank. You're a good man. But dropped the cup. But well done to Arsenal. They won there. 12 NBL players from Melbourne United have tested positive.
12?
12. How many's on the list?
Don't know.
About that.
Well, is our man, the point guard, little knackers...
Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. What's his name?
Mitch.
Oh!
There is a Mitch who plays for
him. McLaren.
No. What's his name, Fat?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. I'll come back to it.
What? Ponytail?
Ponytail.
Not anymore.
Barracks for North Melbourne.
What's his name?
Comes in all the time.
Well,
we love him.
How can you not know him? Even I know him.
It just slips my mind. A few things slip my mind lately, Jim. I think I'm...
Chris
Mew.
Oh! I've given him his first name. He still doesn't know him.
Dunce, Chris. Anyway, give me a...
Chris Goldie.
Goldie, of course.
You
Goldie.
Are
Sorry, Goldie.
We're playing this audio next time we have
no,
we're
not.
No, because we 100% are.
12 players from United.
How?
Tested. Well, it's a cluster.
I wouldn't thank you, Bill, but how have they managed to all latch onto it?
Well, someone's obviously walked in there at training and they've just gone
Isn't
back.
Isn't that Hutchie's that's, joint?
That's Hutchie. Hutchie's the chairman.
Chairman?
I hope he doesn't get it. Oh, two chairs, Hutchie. America's first crewed spaceship. Remember we spoke about this, SpaceX? Well, it has landed this morning. A beautiful landing just off Florida there, Jim. Right. And I was lucky to get this audio from Mike, one of the astronauts. Have a listen.
NASA astronauts Bob and Doug.
On behalf of the SpaceX and NASA teams, welcome back to planet Earth, and thanks for flying SpaceX.
That's fantastic. Do you like all this spacecraft? I don't think you do.
Not really.
You don't give me
any. Not that interested in it, no. So what is that, a passenger craft that's gone to the moon and come back?
That's the first time American have crewed one to go to the moon.
No, but they were the first people on the moon.
Yeah.
Back in 69. For
40 years.
Oh, right, I see.
So this is Mike, who had that to say. And Mike also had this to say too, Jim. Have a listen.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I reckon I've heard that before, and Mike's gone with that. Jim.
Bill. That's Neil Armstrong. Who was also the first man on Mrs. Armstrong. According to Dave Letterman, I can't claim it, I'd love to, but that's, of course, Dave. But Bill,
yes,
you've gone back a long way.
No, no. Well, Mike went with that today, thinking no one would remember old Nilo.
Yeah.
And, of course, he said that 50 years ago.
50 years ago.
Yeah. In the pre-show meeting, he goes, we'll get that audio from Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, no. Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz was the second bloke on the
movie. Yeah, no one
Buzz
remembers
Aldrin.
Him.
Not, wasn't, Aldrin. He wasn't was also Lightyear. The second bloke on Mrs. Aldrin. And Mrs. Armstrong.
Someone had already found Mrs. Aldrin before Buzz. Is that what you're saying?
No, he's also the first. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, we don't know back then, Jim.
Hell?
It was the
different times.
60 times where they used to throw it around a bit more. Bit more.
Yes, thank you, Bill.
What about the silly people, Jim, that do stupid things to get a McDonald's burger? And I spoke with the police minister, Neville. She's a Geelong girl.
Yes.
And I could not believe my ears when I heard this. Have a listen to it. And please make it clear, Lisa.
Can I be really clear, just in case there's any doubt at all, that there is absolutely no reason or need to drive from Melbourne to Wodonga to have a Big Mac.
A bloke drove from Melbourne
to Wodonga
to get a Big Mac. Jim, what? Got fined $1,652. What is it? Why? I can't even...
But people do stupid. I remember running into a group of blokes who were from Southern Cross, which is sort of Kalgoorlie, you know, miles inland of Perth. Yeah. And they, you got that bored that on a Friday night they drove to Perth to get a bucket of KFC.
No.
Yep.
How
Three and a half hours. So 7 hours in the car.
Well, that's Wodonga's 3 hours.
I know. I don't get it, Bill.
And my favourite story, Jim. And we cover everything on the Rush Hour, Jim.
Yes, we do, yes.
I'll just read you the headline.
Oh, no.
Dad who lost his penis to horrific blood infection gets a new one in a world first, Jim. This is unbelievable. Poor old, he's from the UK, Malcolm McDonald, Jim.
Yes.
Malcolm McDonald. He had a blood infection and became the first man in the world to have a new one built on his arm. On his arm.
So what an 8 day clock.
So he nicknamed it Jimmy. He was very fond of it. He used to play with it and things like that, he says, Jim. But Malcolm was shocked when a long term infection developed and it turned his fingers, his toes, and his penis black.
Oh.
Jim. Then he was gutted when his manhood fell off one day.
Off his arm?
Fell off where,
where it was properly.
Down there. It just fell off.
Right.
So he picked it up and put it in the bin. That's what he's saying in this article. Don't know if it's the yellow one or the normal bin, but anyway, he picked it up, Jim. Then the surgeons built him a new one from his and put it on his arm, and it had to go on his arm. He got it an extra couple of inches. This is all in the story, Jim. This is true.
How is this on our show?
Because I think it's interesting for the folk out there. Anyway, he gets his the penis on his arm, Jim, and it has to grow there for 2 or 3 years. Then they can put it back where it should be.
Yes.
Interesting.
That's it, is it? Yeah.
Because he wears a long sleeve shirt, Jim. When people see the bulge in my sleeve, I say it's my dictaphone. It's quite clever from Malcolm. Yeah. That might seem a bit weird, but...
It is weird,
Now... Nowhere near as weird as having a penis on my arm. He's got to laugh at it.
Is that all you're going with?
So this is him here. I've had a chat to him.
You've had a chat to
Malcolm.
Right.
And he's hard to hear because he's UK. He's got the thick accent. But have a listen to him when I said, what's it like having a penis on your arm?
What's it like having a penis on your arm?
I can't do nothing. I can't go down the shops with a T-shirt on. I can't go swimming with the kids. I can't, you know.
Do you have a nickname for it?
Jimmy.
Can't go swimming with the kids, Jim. He's got a penis on his arm. Can't go down to the shops to get bread and milk. And he's nicknamed it Jimmy Jim. Jim.
Rabs, that's about enough. All right?
That's half the show.
That's a 13-minute intro, and it's finished with a story about a man who's got a penis growing off his arm.
Which is true.
Thank you, Bill.
Just people out there. So don't say we don't cover everything here on the Rush Hour.
That's it.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour, JB and Bill, and we're joined by Wayne Carey.
Oh, the King joins us. Welcome to you, Duck.
Yes, g'day, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, no, we're going beautifully. I'll tell you what, I went, Duck, to New York City in 2009.
Is that when we went?
I don't know whether it was fat, but you could remember if it was. But, Duck, we walked in, if it was Bill and I, we walked into a pub. We're staying down in Tribeca, which happens to be near the finance district of New York City.
Yeah.
The day the GFC hit, day it hit. And I remember walking into this pub, Duck, and these people were just staring blankly at these screens watching the markets crap themselves. That's what Melbourne feels like to me now.
Yeah, I obviously wasn't there in 2009, but I can only imagine it. It's actually eerie, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, driving around Melbourne, when I say driving around, going to do my the shopping bill.
You have to do, yes.
Yes, and I did that by myself and
good,
did
good.
What I, you know, doing all the things, but it's just eerie. And for all those people out there that are feeling a bit flat, obviously reach out to your friends and everyone else because I even find myself sort of feeling a little bit flat. I mean, you've got to correct yourself and get up and get going and and say, you know, you do. You just feel like all your liberties have been taken away. But
See, it's interesting, Duck, because we haven't felt that down in Geelong because luckily, restaurants and pubs and coffee shops and things have been open. So it's been okay. But as of Wednesday, 11:59, everything closed down again for us there. So
2008, I need to correct myself. Not 2009. We were there. Fat. Anyway, it's weird. It's eerie. But thank God we got footy happening, Duck. And what did you make of what we saw across the weekend?
I tell you, very lopsided, wasn't it? We had we had some big results. In saying that, I mean, there's been a lot of discussions around the game and the quality of the game, and we had some ordinary games that became very close games, and now all of a sudden, maybe the competition is showing us the gap between the very good and the not so good, and those who are adapting to hub life better than others, all varying reasons, obviously, in this season, but we are seeing some of the more powerful teams sort of put their foot down. And saying that, Collingwood certainly not one of those. And they've had a poor 2 weeks, haven't they, the Pies? So, you know, they're one of the clubs that we expected to be, you know, high up on the ladder, make top four sort of material. And they find themselves in a mini form slump.
I tell you what I did. I was very lucky. I was able to call the game between Geelong and West Coast Saturday night, Duck, and they are quality. And the difference in the ball use, in the skill level, when you see good sides play our game, it made the stuff we saw earlier, which was North Melbourne and Adelaide, look like an amateur game.
That was witches' hats, wasn't it, Duck? We saw that.
Yeah, we did. And that goes to show you the gap between, you know, on the weekend, the 17th team and the 18th team. Yeah. So, you know, you're right, JB. When you get a good quality game, you really do notice, and it does look like a whole different competition. I agree, but then again, this whole year is a whole different competition for varying different reasons. But I think West Coast clearly looked to me like the team to beat for the premiership. I did say it a few weeks ago that once they got back to Perth, you know, Kennedy and a few others, Nick Nat looks—he just looks incredible. Tim Kelly's now found some form. You know, being home with his family in Perth. So they look really, really hard to beat.
We've got some Nick Nat here, haven't we?
We have. Nick Nat was after the game, and he's got a long memory.
Feeling really good. Apparently I'm slow, fit and pretty lazy, but I'm enjoying my footy and I'm getting my job done.
he was good. But watching that game, and it was beautifully called, Jim.
Oh, yes.
But that's where the grand final's got to be for me. I agree. Mate, just with the atmosphere, the stadium, everything, it just looked like it was a good game, but it looked really good at that stadium.
There is another stadium. There is another stadium, and they're not having any issues with the rest of the world with the virus. And that's a state called South Australia, Bill, Adelaide. And it's got an oval called Adelaide Oval, which is going very well as well. And I think that they're a very good chance of maybe getting the grand final, maybe even over Perth. So I think don't write Adelaide off just yet. I do agree that, you know, obviously Optus Stadium and everything else is a great stadium and state of the art, but it's Adelaide Oval sits right next to it for mine, and it's a football state, not as far away either.
So is Perth.
I'm on Adelaide Oval.
Of course, I'm only averaged in the late 60s there, but I'm with you, Bill. I do love seeing footy played at Optus Stadium. It is a nuts looking place.
Also, the night show they could do there in a late-ish game.
And prime time back into the Eastern Seaboard. I like it. Well, you won't miss with either of them. Duck, can you stick around? We need to discuss some more footy with you, please.
No worries at all.
Joined by the Duck, Wayne Carey.
30 metres out, basically directly in front here, Mad Jack Dore.
He's a big boy.
A big moment for him. A big moment for North.
It's a good specimen.
And he comes.
Wow.
Deliberate set shot. Got good control.
Oh, get around him.
He's got it.
Look at him
from everywhere. Here they come. Every North Melbourne player on the ground has got around him.
And they did get around him.
They did.
And so they should.
You know what I loved about that commentary?
Yeah. Creepy.
BT's calling it beautifully, like setting the moment, setting the stage, and you can hear Billy in the background saying, oh, geez, he's a good specimen, isn't he? Oh, how good is that?
I know.
But he is a good-looking specimen.
He's carved the granite, isn't he? He's unbelievable. And Yeah, it was. You know what? It was good to see. And most importantly for the North Melbourne Footy Club, he equipped himself really well. He started slowly playing forward, then he drifted onto ball, then he went down back for a little bit. So I think the way Reece Shaw used him was really clever, and it actually got him into the game, and he took a couple of big clunks, and then, as you heard there, kicked that goal. So, no, I was very happy for Madjack. Great story.
I'll tell you why I reckon so many people are happy for him, Duck, because everyone knows how good a bloke he is.
Yeah.
He's just a legitimate ripper, Madjack Dor. He hasn't got an enemy in the world. So
not a dickhead or anything.
No, everyone knows how good a fella he is. Where are the Magpies at, please? They were outworked by Freo yesterday.
Yeah, well, as I said earlier, just a mini slump for me. They've obviously had a lot of things go on this year. It seems for me, Collingwood and the last few years, whether it be injury or a bit of off-field stuff, it just seems to follow them. They really have been cursed over the last, I reckon, 4 years, and they've done really well, obviously, to make a granny and a prelim. So, look, I still think they can obviously make something of their season. I still think that they'll play finals footy. I think their list is too good not to. They will get some players back. They obviously got side bottom back last night. So whether I'm sure he's a pretty fit guy, he'll recover. They've got penalty to come back in, and they've got others as well. So I'm not writing them off, but they've got some work to do. So it is a mini form slump.
My take out of last night, Fat, is firstly, Freo have found one in Caleb Sarong. He's going to be a beauty.
They've got some kids now.
No, they have. And David Mundy might be the most underrated footballer in the history of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good call about David Mundy. He really has flown under the radar. He has been an unbelievable player. And I tell you what he is. He's a reliable, really
beautiful
kick,
isn't he?
At goal, isn't he? There's no reason why he wouldn't go on for another year.
Yeah, of course.
I think he's been great.
And Tabana looks all right. He kicked four. He can clunk it up forward. And the other one there, Luke Ryan's a very, very good player. Hey, Collingwood have got Sydney and Adelaide the next two. So that might help them.
Bounce
them
back.
Which begs the question, why was Roughhead was left out?
Yeah.
It's true. Astounding when you got Tabana, who's playing okay. You'd think he would be a perfect matchup for someone like him. But you're right, Bill. They've got a couple of easier games. Adelaide seems to be the only team that you can categorically beat at the moment. But Sydney, they bring their best. They're capable.
Who wins tonight, Duck? We got Port Adelaide and the Western Bulldogs.
I've tipped Port Adelaide. I just think I trust them a little bit more this year. Bulldogs, their best has been very good, but they've been really poor in some games. Port Adelaide haven't had the ups and downs. No. Yes, they've lost games. But, they've proven to be more consistent.
7-2 for the year. They've got a first gamer tonight, Duck. Guess what his name is?
No, what, Bill?
Boyd, which is not a great name. Boyd. Boyd Woodcock.
Ah, okay. So that's an interesting name.
Not really sure where to go with that, Duck.
Yeah. But what about the young fella that missed all of last year and then we saw him kick a couple of goals? Georgiitis.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
No. Duck?
What?
How good's he?
Very good, Bill. I don't know where you go.
Georgiades.
Georgiades.
Yeah, I do remember your pronunciation.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, but he's a genuine star, mate. He reminds me of yourself. He can run, he can clunk him.
Come on, Bill.
Not as good off.
Give us a spell. Hey, Duck, 8 o'clock. You're not allowed out after it. What are you going to do, please? I know you like to stroll the streets.
Hair in your tight shorts and your tight shirt.
I'm actually just sitting here. Jess can hear this, and she just looked at me as if to say, where is it? I'm happy to be home before 8 o'clock.
I've never heard that before in my life.
What it does do, when you get told you've got to be home by 8 o'clock. And by the way, I'm only joking. Everyone do the right thing. But when you get told a time, you don't ever want to do it.
You certainly don't.
He doesn't like being told, like you, Jim. No, you don't like being told.
Don't like being told what to do. I totally agree. Hey, Duck, great chatting to you. Look forward to seeing you. When? Saturday?
I'm on the M's on Thursday night. Actually.
Beautiful.
Oh, good. Right.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Thanks for that.
Thanks, guys.
These are Billy's tips.
Turning it into hot, cold, hard,
cold, hard cash.
For PointsBet's AFL early payout. Lead at halftime and you win. Gamble responsibly.
What is this?
Oh, this is PointsBet, my friend. They've joined us. They've come on board and I am the ambassador. We're going to talk about tonight's game. Start of round 10, Rabs, if you don't mind. Port Adelaide, $1.45, very short. Ooh. Western Bulldogs, $2.75.
I don't
like
mind
them.
That $2.75 for the doggies.
We'll take some of that. That's at Adelaide Oval tonight, of course. Do you see the elite odds player combos?
Where those we put weird
the,
face.
Put yeah. the players together. Fantastic. So what about this? $2 tonight for Bontempelli and McRae. McRae's averaging something like 26 touches for the year, and Bontempelli gets it for fun. So they only have to get 45 touches combined. You get $2 at PointsBet. How good is that?
Easy they also, money.
20 straight nights of early payouts. You know what that means? So if your team leads at halftime, like the Cats the other night against West Coast.
Even if they lose?
That's right. You win. You win. So the Geelong supporters were paid out because the Cats led at halftime. That goes through to round 12. Download the PointsBet app today and please remember to gamble responsibly. Also, same game multi, quick multi. Elite odds, around 500 different betting markets on every AFL game this round. So jump online and just join up. Download the PointsBet app, my friend. It's easy as that. You lead at halftime. Guess what?
You win.
You win. That's how easy it is, Rebs.
Gamble responsibly, Bill.
Of course, we all do.
Billy's tips for PointsBet's AFL early payout. Lead at halftime and you win. Gamble responsibly.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
The Rush Hour's Clangers of the Week.
Oh, oh boy. Wowee.
Amy, clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
Oh, yeah, the X-Man, Xavier Dersma. Normally a pretty good finish. Have a look at that. Hey. There's the commentator curse right out of bounds on the full. He's missed the whole bit.
Kelly, that's a falcon. Came off Jeremy Cameron's head. That would have hurt. Would have hurt real bad. Went back the other way about 10 metres.
He's had a very good season back there, Pugsy.
Oh, oh, and there he goes to ground Pugsy. And
buggers
it up.
Rachel has let in. Gerald found him. Runs in. Oh, he goes along the ground with it. It's gone out of bounds in the opposite pocket.
Look at the kick from Bruce. Oh, O'Brien's dropped one. Tim O'Brien's dropped it. Now he's spent the dummy. Jumped out of the commentary box.
Amy, clangers yes. happen on and off the field. The best commentary always on Triple M. What about, I didn't hear the like game last night, did you watch it? Little Mekong Steve.
Yeah.
We speak to Andrew Brayshaw during the week. He's running into an open goal.
And?
Dribbled it straight out of bounds.
Did he?
Well, I don't understand what happens. Like, no. His uncle's bloody ice in the veins DNA hasn't worked its way into the young man. Oh, Bill, what about take Plugsy? The ground, kick the plugs.
He's
going beautiful.
He's going well, really
he did, although at one stage he fell awkwardly and rubbed some plugs out, didn't he? Out of his own head.
He picked them up and tried to put them back in. Need some glue.
Now, tonight, of course, Port Adelaide, Western Bulldogs, can't wait for
Adelaide
that.
Oval. Adelaide it's Oval, 7:10, nice. Beautifully called yes. by the Triple M team.
It will be.
Yatesy.
Yes. Oh, Yater.
Yeah. Rhett Biglands.
Oh, Rhettland Biglands.
Dom Cassisi.
Of the Cassis.
The Dom father.
Greg Blewett.
Oh, let's hope he gets the words out better than last time.
And Jared Nerlich.
That's the producer.
And Jared's producing it. He's a very good producer.
He is. No, he is. He's a good producer.
He's a very good producer.
He's gone with the producer.
The coach's votes, Jim.
Oh, no.
Coach's votes.
Where are we boy. At?
Last night's game, Luke Ryan got 10. Very good. David Mundy, your man, got 8,
yeah,
Jim.
Beautiful. Love him.
Exactly. Sarong got 6 out of that game.
Right.
The 10s, Lachie Neal got 10. Luke McDonald got 10 in the game we called.
Yeah. I was with you. I thought Goldie was the best player on the ground, but
Goldie
very
got
good.
6.
Having a very good year, Luke McDonald.
Oh, bloody oafy with that beard.
Yep.
Zach Jones got him for St Kilda. Nick Nat got the 10, the Geelong West Coast game there. Jacob Hopper got a 9. Dusty Martin got the 10. That was 3 weeks ago, I reckon, seems like, doesn't it? Travis Boak, isn't he going well?
Very
he got
well.
10. But have a look at the leaderboard, Jim. Mm-hmm. Travis Boak on 39 with Jack Steele, 39. The leader on 60, Lachie Neal.
Yeah,
he's leading by 21.
Oh, he'll be leading the Brownlow by as far, I reckon. He's having a brilliant year and bloody a very, very good player.
Kicking goals.
Yep, wonderful.
Thanks,
all right,
special
so,
comments.
Fat. Anything humorous as we go, because Monday's been your best day.
Yes, and unfortunately, not today.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
All right.
Jim, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Little old lady.
Little old lady who?
I didn't know you could yodel.
on, that can't be it.
Oh, no.
That can't be it. There's got to be another one. That's a warm-up. That's like a warm-up, and you've got to have a joke
Jim,
for us.
You're supposed to go, little old lady, who?
No, you're not.
Let's do it again.
No, we're not. Get a better joke than that, because that's right. Not a joke.
Well, you can say what you want about bank robbers, Jim. But at least they wear a mask.
Oh, no. Oh, that's just that's two pieces of crap in a row. Yeah, for people that are already doing it tough enough in lockdown.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all I can offer, Jim.
No. That's pungent.
Little old lady who? You're supposed to say pungent. What's that mean? Shut up, mums. When are you going to get thinner? Just get thinner.
Good luck, Lloyd Woodcock.
Just get better. Yeah. Tommy Woodcock playing tonight.